and to think about all the things that you're doing in our lives, Lord, and to help us, Lord, to appreciate what you're doing in our lives, Lord Jesus, the many blessings you've given us, Lord Jesus. I just ask you to continue blessing these young ladies here, to continue desiring, Lord, to praise you and glorify you, Lord, but that they also may understand that precious, those precious words that they're singing, that those words may have an impact in their lives, Lord, and for each and every one of us to have that impact of seeing those words, Lord, understanding what we're seeing in, Lord, and be able to rejoice in it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for your promise, for all that you do for us, Lord. We ask you, Lord, multiply the tithes and the offerings, Lord, for this church and all the things that we need to do to continue pushing your name forward, Lord. We ask you to just continue helping us, Lord, now to receive your word. Remove all the distractions, Lord. Take away all the things, Lord, in our minds, Lord, that we may focus on your word. For those who will be listening in on the radio or in YouTube, that all distractions may be removed from their presence, and that they're able to focus on your precious word, your word, Lord Jesus. In your name we ask this, Lord, and give you thanks for everything you do. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Y'all may take your seats. God bless you all. God bless the group this evening. Amen. Vamos a seguir orando por el grupo, hermanos. Hermano Gabriel, vamos a seguir orando por hermano Gabriel, que regresen bien y que su familia esté aquí en bien también. Amen. And for each and every one of us, good to see Paula. I've been thinking about you, Paula, and praying for you. And for all those who are here and for all those who are not here, let's continue keeping each other in prayer. Amen. Vamos a seguir orando por todos el cuerpo de Cristo. Amen, hermanos. Praise the Lord. And the classes may be dismissed if there's classes tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I get excited. I always tell you guys I get excited singing the Lord and praising God. I tell you what, that's my thing. You know, me gusta siempre escuchar los cantos, hermanos, ahí. Y escuchando los cantos, pues me entra mucho gozo. Porque los cantos muchas veces van con la palabra de Dios y me entra un gozo, hermanos, pensando en eso, pensando en lo que Dios está haciendo en mi vida, lo que ha hecho en mi vida y lo que va a ser en mi vida. Amen. I think about it, and I just think about, you know, when I'm hearing those songs and thinking about the words, I say, man, that's just good stuff right there, you know. The song we had this morning on the radio, you know, like David danced, amen. And I just think about that. I think about David, you know, his desire, his love for God, his trust in God. You know, his outlook was just unique, and he had a different outlook on life, and God loved him for that. Pensando en el canto que tuvimos esta mañana, que el canto de la chiflada, no sé cómo chiflado, no sé cómo se dice, pero es la competencia que tuvimos en la mañana, amen. And some of you lost, amen. Some of you gave it a good old try, amen. But we got Gabriel who won. He won this morning, amen. The way David danced. And I think about that, you know, and David went through a lot of affliction, a lot of difficult times, but he loved God, and his outlook was special. Como David, ahí, hermanos, pasando por muchas cosas, pero él tenía el ojo, era, como dicen, Dios lo miraba diferente a David, porque tenía un deseo de alabar a Dios, cantarle a Dios. Y pensando en todo lo que estaba pasando y pasó de David, hermano, siempre tenía ese deseo de alabar a Dios. Y debemos de tener ese mismo pensamiento, hermanos, de tener un gozo, hermanos. Tener un gozo. We gotta have that, a joy, amen. A joy to be able to appreciate what God's done in our lives. And, you know, I talked about it on Tuesday regarding the difficulty we're having to come up with a too good to not believe Tuesday testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, hermanos. It is hard. I understand. It's hard. You just forget things and you struggle to remember all these things. And, man, I tell you what, but think about something bad. And boy, you can come up, boom, 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 boom. Things all day long. It's human nature. It's human nature to think of the negative things a lot easier than think of the positive things. El humano, hermano, siempre batallamos para pensar en lo positivo. Porque allí, cada Tuesday, tenemos la oportunidad de, estamos buscando, por ejemplo, Tristan está ahí buscando a alguien que le diga algo de un testimonio y de algo que Dios ha hecho y se batalla para conseguir un testimonio, hermanos. Uno se batalla. Y somos varios aquí, hermanos, que venimos aquí y se batalla para buscar uno. Y es un programa, hermanos, de radio, vamos a decir, no es algo tan grande, pero me enseña algo también. ¿Qué está pasando con el pueblo de Dios? ¿Qué está pasando? No estamos viendo la grandeza, las cosas que Dios está haciendo en nuestra vida y lo que ha hecho. ¿Se nos está olvidando de esas cosas, hermanos? Porque es algo que debemos de entender, porque eso nos debe de dar ánimo. Si yo me comienzo a pensar, yo ahí hablando, tocando, no tenía nada preparado ese día cuando entré ahí en el radio y comenzamos a hablar ese día, pero comencé a hablar de mi papá, las cosas que pasamos yo siendo hijo de él y ahí y pasando por esas cosas con él. Y estoy viendo, me comienza a dar ánimo Dios pensando de los milagros, cómo Dios siempre los ha soportado, los apoyó, los ayudó y los llevó en la victoria, hermanos. Siempre ahí llevándonos en la victoria. Llegaban momentos difíciles como familia, pasando por cosas. Ahí hablamos de, no hablé de ese día, pero ahí cuando nos movimos aquí en Vernon, esa casa donde vivimos, donde las ratas estaban más grandes que yo, hermano. Y nos venían a maltratar ahí. Y teníamos una pistola, una BB gun, yo y mi hermano Gabriel en el cuarto de nosotros. Y en las noches cuando se oía un ruido, ya sabíamos lo que era, las ratas. Y el trabajo de él es prender la luz y yo estaba ahí. ¡Push! Ahí yo me tirando, ahí tratando de matar ratas, hermanos. Porque esas mouse traps no trabajaban, créanmelo. Esas mouse traps se rían las traps. Y se las tiraban a nosotros. Those mouse traps didn't do anything to them. Right? They were big rats, man. I'm not exaggerating. Mom, am I exaggerating? No, things were big. I tell you what, Brother Gabriel and I, when we shared the same room, and I tell you, when them rats, you could hear it at night. We had a routine. I had the BB gun, and he had the light switch. His job was to turn the light switch on, and my job was to shoot. And yes, sometimes he might have caught a BB in his, you know, because he got in the way. I don't know. But, I mean, the lights came on, and I just started shooting. I was like, we had the Wild Wild West going on right there. And it was good times. And my dad used to talk about how they would nibble on his finger whenever he had his finger off the side of the bed. You know, those are the things that God took us through. You know, and difficult. You could say, you know, for us it was because we were used to having a nicer house, but we had our moments of difficulty to get to where God had us prepared to go. Because my dad had a good job over there in Utah, in Thaco, where a lot of my uncles worked, and you know, there was a good, comfortable job with good health insurance and all the benefits, and good, it was good pay and everything. But God brought my dad to here to burn it. It was like, man, why are we going to burn it? That's not anywhere to go. I'll never forget that time. You know, when my dad, we were there, and we had come here during the summer when we lived in Fort Stockton, and we came here, and boy, it was hot here. I was like, I never felt heat like this before, where you just sweat standing still. Underneath the shade, you sweat. And when we moved back to Utah, I thought, oh, back to home base, where I grew up, where I was born. And he came back and told us in October of 1986, he says, we're going to go back to Texas. We are? I don't want to go back to Texas. My senior year in high school, I was going to graduate with all the people I knew and didn't have to go around moving around like we had been in the past. He says, yeah, we're going to go back to that town called Burn It. And I remember right now, I said, as soon as he says Burn, I said, I know about Burn. That town, that's why they call it Burn, because you burn and burn it. I said, no, I'm not. He says, yes, we are. I said, no, Dad, I'm not. He goes, boy, we're going to burn it. Yes, sir. Where do I start packing? And we came to this place where it was a difficult time at times. My outlook was negative. El pensamiento mío en ese tiempo estaba negativo. Yo estaba, era joven. Yo estaba bien allá. Ahí iba para atrás, para el pueblo donde iba nacido yo y tenía amigos, iba a agradar allí. Todo estaba perfecto en mi vida. Perfecto. No podía buscar una mejor historia para mí ahí para atrás, al pueblo donde yo estaba. Pues iba crecido. No es fácil, mano, irte a otros pueblos donde no conoces a nadie ni eso que habíamos pasado. Pero mi papá estaba buscando algo. Dios le estaba llamando para otro camino diferente. Y estábamos. Y mi papá me dijo, vamos a irnos para atrás, para Texas. Y yo no quería venir, hermanos. Y más, menos para este pueblo. Pero aquí es donde conocí a mi esposa. Agarré un trabajo. Y Dios me bendició a mí y a mi familia. Pero yo no sabía. Yo me estaba viendo lo que estaba viendo en ese momento. No estaba viendo lo que Dios tenía preparado para mi papá, mi familia y el futuro. Y muchas veces es lo que estamos viendo, hermano. Estamos viendo lo que está enfrente de nosotros. No lo que Dios tiene para nosotros. Y Dios tiene cosas maravillosas si los ponemos a gozar y confiar en Dios. I mean, we can just trust in God and believe in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 27:3. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Y es cierto, hermanos, como estás ahí pensando, así no eres. Si eres negativo, si te, siempre estás ahí con las cosas negativas, pues ahí no vas a estar. Vas a pensar, vas a estar ahí murmurando, ahí está todo murmurando siempre, quejándote de todo. Nada va a estar bonito, nada va a estar bien, pero si tienes el pensamiento positivo, si estás viendo las cosas positivas, vas a estar mejor. Vas a estar con una sonrisa. La gente va a ver algo diferente en ti, pero si estás ahí pensando siempre negativo, pues nunca vas a estar positivo. If you're always negative, if you're always thinking negative thoughts and you always see the opposite side of things, man, you're always going to be in a miserable place because that's where your heart is. But if you can get to the point where you can see the good things in life, you can see the good things that God is doing in your life, you're not going to have trouble thinking about good testimonies to talk about instead of thinking about all the bad stuff. I know it's easier to think about the bad stuff. We talk about it and we say it, you know. But when you meditate and you strive to think about the good stuff, your outlook in life is better. Your heart's not going to be so easily moved to the negative things. That's what we got to be. That's what we got to get to, hermano. Es estar lo que tenemos que llegar a estar positivo y viendo las cosas positivas en nuestra vida. A veces lo mal que está allí, las ratas que están allí, véndolas como una bendición. Es difícil para ver. Pero tienes que verlas así, hermanos. Dios tiene un plan. God has a plan. And boy, that house that we lived in, God is like, he wants to remind me every time I leave Burnet about that house. And I don't think it's a coincidence. They ended up moving that house, you know, right there where the carnival is. That house used to be right there. They moved that house. They picked that house up and they moved it to the outside of town. It's right there before you cross the railroad tracks. It's right there to your right. They painted it and made it look pretty. That's the house we used to live in. And God reminds me every time I cross the over there, I go, there's that house. Those dirty rats. That was a bad side of town, Sister Rosa. It was a bad side of town. And God reminds me, hey, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget how you thought things were so bad. And they weren't so bad. Because I had a plan for you. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo! I don't know about you, but I like it. I like it. Come on. I like it. I remember that car I used to drive, that Encore. You could go like this with the steering wheel, and it would still go straight. And it wouldn't affect the car. Yeah. I'm not lying. Brother, Sister Chrisette used to drive in it with me. We boy like that. Man, that thing dropped oil. It leaked so much oil. Man, I would stop at the gas station there in Liberty Hill. I'll never forget. It's still there, that gas station. And they used to have the recycled oil right there where people dump their oil. I would say, can I borrow your oil? I need to put some oil in my car. The old stuff. It's just so I could keep it filled up with oil. I'd have to park it in the street because that was all, it would leak all the oil in the street over there in Georgetown. Yeah, that was my car. Nice car. It would the wiring was all messed up. Sometimes I'd be driving in the middle of the night and the lights would go out. And there I am kicking the dash. Come on! I got to see where I'm going. And the lights would be coming on and off and it's come on. I go, whoo. Then I have to get back up my lane. Yeah, those are the times I was driving. I remember that thing. Amen. But, you know, God had a plan. I didn't give up. I didn't get discouraged. I don't know. I just kept on driving the way we need to keep on driving in life, hermanos. No estaba ahí triste o por qué estoy aquí en este carro. No, yo estaba ahí manejando y las cosas es que yo voy a prenderme las luces, por favor, Dios. Porque si no, voy a recallar aquí si no tengo luces. Amén. Pero Dios me tenía un plan para mí, hermanos. Como para cada uno de nosotros, estamos pasando por cosas. A veces las luces se apagan en nuestras vidas. Sentamos esa oscuridad, pero tenemos que creer que hay, está Dios ahí con nosotros y tiene un plan para nosotros. Amen. God has a plan for us. But we got to believe in it and we got to trust in it. Amen, hermanos. First Corinthians 13:11. It says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There's times when we're going through things that we complain and we murmur and we're having all these problems, getting excited for God and not understanding what God is doing. But when you become firm in the things of the Lord, When you become confident in the things of the Lord, then those things come and you say, it's no big deal. Ain't it no big deal? Oh, we'll figure it out. But when you're a baby, when you're a child, you're like, why me, God? Why do I have to go through this? Why are these ugly rats in my room? Why do I have to go through this turmoil? Why do I have to go through all this darkness and this discouragement? Why, God? Because you're a little baby. I've seen that in Zion, you know. You don't give him what he wants. It's like the world is coming to an end. And it's no big deal. And then you start to become a man in the things of the Lord. And the word of God starts to work in your life. And you start to say, you know what, God, I know I got to go through this stuff. And this is part of the deal, God. It ain't no big deal. I'm happy to do it. Voy a pasar por esto, Dios, y está bien. Cuando estás ahí de niño, apenas comenzando las cosas, Dios, estás ahí pensando, ¿por qué tengo que pasar por esto? ¿Por qué me está pasando esto, Dios? ¿Y por qué yo? Estás ahí murmurando, ahí batallando para gozarte porque piensas que todo debe estar perfecto en tu vida. Y Dios dice, es que eres niño, tienes que crecer, tienes que ver que esas cosas van a pasar. Pero cuando ya comienzas a entender esto y gozarte en medio del problema, en medio de ahí de las dineras, Dios dice, ok, ahora estás listo. Ahora estás listo. Ahora estás listo para pasar por la sombra de muerte. Amén, hermanos. Now you're ready to go through the trials and the tribulation without being a baby. We got to stop being a baby. And I tell you what, that's what God wants. That's the kind of God, you know, a man and woman that God wants. I think about David, you know, when he had to go and fight against Goliath. I mean, everybody else was scared and intimidated. Cuando ahí David tenía que pelear con el gigante, hermanos, todos los demás estaban ahí con miedo, no estaban ahí listos para pelear para Dios, para defender a Dios. Ellos yo estaban viendo lo que ellos estaban viendo en ese momento, estaban viendo el gigante ahí, el campeón, oh, campeón. Campeón, ya me pesqué, ya estoy mejorando ahí. Okay. Pero estaban viendo pero no estaban viendo a Dios. Pero David estaba viendo a Dios. Él estaba a la vista en Dios, hermanos. He was putting his outlook on God. He wasn't looking and worried about the Goliath and this well-known killer and warrior. He said, no. I'm talking here about defending my God. That's my outlook is God. And you're not going to talk that way about my God. And that's what motivated God. And that's why he had the favor of God. Don't you want the favor of God? I know I want it. I know you want it too. But you got to quit worrying about the outlook that you're seeing in your life and start worrying about the outlook that God has and saying, I trust that God has something planned for me that's good. He's got something amazing planned for me. Dios tiene algo preparado para mí grande. Y con eso te puedes gozar, hermanos. Amén. Gózase. Dale gracias a Dios. No debemos de batallar tanto para tener un testimonio para Too Good to Not Believe Tuesday. If I asked you right now, do you have a testimony? Do you have a testimony? Oh, you do? Okay, I'm going to get you. Who do I? Okay, hold on. Let me get those names. I heard Andrew. Okay, Andrew's for Tuesday. Brother Joe, I heard Joe. Let me hear. Okay, all I'm going to do is I'm going to go slow here. Yeah, I just thought about this right now. This happened right now, live. Okay. Does anybody have a testimony? Elda, okay. Brother Manuel. Okay, Chris Ann. Okay. Okay, we got this, hermana Tina. Oh, no, no tienes un testimonio, hermana Tina. No, mucho. Oh, all right, we got a series set up over here. Sister Velma, did I hear something over there? I can't remember. Look at me, Sister Velma. Don't you hide from me, Sister Velma. Oh, when I was, oh, you do? That's right, I think you do. Sister Ruby, that's right. Everybody here should have a testimony. Not just one, but a bunch. Start writing them down because we're going to start calling you. Guess this is 107.3. Uh-huh. Oh, para Chick-fil-A también listo para hablar, eh? Para mandar mensajes, eh? Para la comida. Para un crecimiento para Dios. Está bien calladito. No me mires, brother. No. Pon la vista para allá. A ver, hermano. Come on. Because I tell you what, it's going to be good for you. Because you're going to start to feel, you know what, I forgot about that testimony. Or, you know what, I didn't know the sister had gone through that or the brother had gone through that. And you could give us a chance for everybody to rejoice a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. There you go. I don't know where Tristan's at, but I got you covered, brother. Hallelujah. Amen, manos. But it's good to think about the things that God's doing and have a better outlook on life. And you'll be amazed how better you feel about life. You'll be amazed how good you feel about the relationship you have with God. Es bonito cuando te comienzas a pensar positivo y ver las cosas diferente. Ahora ya estás, no estás tan triste. Te puedes acostar, puedes tener una sonrisa, puedes tener esperanza. Porque ya sabes que Dios ha hecho cosas y va a seguir haciendo cosas. Y te vas a dar cuenta, sabes que yo me acuerdo cuando estaba pasando por esto y yo estaba esperando esto en esta forma y Dios me lo dio en otra manera y ahora ya entiendo que Dios tenía para mí. Yo lo quería de esta manera, pero era diferente como Dios lo estaba haciendo. Y era más bueno y más perfecto y más victorioso lo que Dios me dio. Amén, hermanos. When you start to see and reflect on how it was, document your emotions, how you felt in those moments. You know, I was feeling depressed and sad and hurt and upset and angry and all these things because I didn't think God was going to do it. I wanted it done this way. But when he did it this way, it was like, oh, you had something special planned. Way different than I ever thought. A whole lot better. I wasn't even thinking that. And you start thinking, I'm nothing. God has it all planned in a special way. Amen. It's good when God does it in a special way like that. Amen. I talked about it on Tuesday. Pastor, you know, when he went through cancer, he thought, you know what? I'm going to have to go through it. But because he went through it, he realized that he wanted to live for the first time in his life. Depression, wanting, you know, suicidal thoughts, all those things that he dealt with all those years. And the first time in his life, he said, now I want to live. So God had me go through this for a purpose. Praise the Lord. Amen. What has God gotten you through or putting you through for a purpose that you didn't even imagine? It's happening. Es lo que está pasando, hermanos. Y tenemos que saber eso y creerlo. Amen, hermanos. Matthew 9:28. Can I get a water up here, please? It says, and when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him. And Jesus saith unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched, thank you, brother, he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, sometimes you have to have that optimism in the mind, in the middle of blindness. You have to believe that God can do the miracle. And based on your belief, God will do something in your life. But if you're there saying, no, I don't think so. The doctor just told me no and this, that, and that. I've been like this all my life. I mean, if you're negative, what are you expecting the outcome to be? Si estás ahí sin ese pensamiento positivo, estás viendo las cosas negativas, ¿qué esperas? Aquí está hablando de los ciegos que estaban ahí. Hermano, si estás ciego, si estás batallando, si no puedes ver los resultados que Dios tiene en tu vida, el futuro que Dios tiene en tu vida. Lo menos que puede pasar, puedes morir. Pero si tienes esperanza que vas a ir al cielo, ¿qué, eso es suficiente, hermanos? No. A mí, con eso debemos decir, eso es suficiente. Pero Dios dice ahí, Cristo da ese ejemplo, hermano, que ese hombre, hermanos, dijo, sí creemos. Y la fe, hermanos, lo sanó. ¿Crees que Dios te puede ayudar en esa vida que estás batallando en la oscuridad que estás ahorita? ¿Estás batallando para ver las bendiciones? ¿Para ver la manera que Dios te va a sacar del problema que estás pasando? Can you see the victory that God can give you in the middle of the blindness, the darkness, the sadness that you're going through? Can you see it? Or if you're not able to see it, or if you're not able to believe that you're going to see it one day, then God's saying, whoa, what's wrong? What do you expect the results to be if you don't see victory in your life? You got to see victory. Tienes que ver la victoria, hermano. No, yo más decir, sí lo creo, pero de veras no lo crees. Porque hay gente que dice, oh, yo creo, pero de veras no creen. You got to believe it. But you know how you're going to show you believe? By acting like it. You got to act like it. Come on. Si estás ahí, sí, sí creo, hermano, pero todo triste. Sin gozo. Dios dice, okay. She don't really believe or he really don't believe. Because they don't act like it. But when you say, you know what, I believe, brother. And I believe, I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know the results, how they're going to come out. But I believe something's going to happen. God says, okay. That's when, the fiery furnace, that play that they did the other day in the fiery, the sauna or something, the hot tub or whatever it was. Yeah, but the fiery furnace, God says, oh, you do believe. Because even if we burn, I'm still not going to bow down to this problem. I'm still not going to bow down to this king, the thing that's trying to dominate me. I'm going to believe that God is going to save me. And if I die, I don't care. I'm going to still believe. Woo! That's the kind of faith God's looking for, hermanos. That's the kind of faith that brings the God from heaven off his throne and comes down here to party with you and dance with you and rejoice with you. But you got to have a little faith, hermanos. Hallelujah. We got to have a little faith. Now, here in John 11:21, we've talked about this story before. Praise the Lord. It says, Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. She's talking about her brother Lazarus. He died. They were waiting for him. And Jesus didn't get there in time, in their mind. If you'd have just been here. But I know that even now, this is what she says, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou will ask of God, God will give it thee. Do we hear what she's saying there? Marta está diciendo aquí, yo sé que si hubiera sido acá, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. But even now, whatever you ask God, I know he'll do it to you, for you. Pero todavía, yo creo que si le pides a Dios, algo puede pasar. Quiero decirle a Cristo ahí en ese momento, yo sé que hay oportunidad todavía para un milagro. Amén, hermanos. Se oye bonito. Tiene mucha confianza, como lo está diciendo ahí, y pues con muchas palabras, bonita. Amen. She's saying some really nice things there. Look, I know if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Giving him credit. But he's dead. But even now, I still believe that if you ask God, he'll give you what you ask. Okay, sounds good. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. That's what he says. He right back, okay, you know what? Your brother's going to rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Already like limiting God. She just got through saying it's all possible, but now she started to limit God. So she's talking out of both sides of her mouth, like a lot of times we do. She was over there all gung-ho saying, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How many times do you all say that? Amen. And then the problem is like it's serious, like, yeah, I can do all things. He's dead, but I can do all things Christ strengthens me. But you're not really, like, believing it anymore because he's, like, dead. And she's already saying, well, yeah, but in the resurrection, he's going to come up. Hallelujah. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Yeah, she believed it, but she didn't understand it. Lo creía, hermano, pero no lo entendía. No sabía, hermanos, en que estaba ahí enfrente de ella. She didn't understand who was in her life in that moment. And sometimes we don't totally understand in the moment of, because our outlook is limited. We're only seeing what we're seeing, and she was seeing her dead brother. She was seeing the results that weren't looking good. And a little bit later on, because he says in verse 39, he says, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Remove this stone where he's buried. Whoa, 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 whoa. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Positive outlook. Her outlook was so negative that she couldn't see the positive in what God was going to do. What are you doing that for? He's dead. He stinks by this time. Can you imagine? I mean, that someone who was saying she was, you know, believing, I believe and I do this and I know you could do this, but she said, don't roll the stone. She's basically saying, don't roll that stone. Don't raise him up from the dead because he stinks. Verse 40, Jesus said to her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Didn't I already tell you, if you'd have just believed, that you're going to see the glory, but I'm going to go ahead and do this because you don't understand. Our outlook has to be better. Nuestro futuro, como pensar, hermanos, tiene que estar mejor, hermanos. Tenemos que ver lo positivo, lo que Dios está haciendo y lo que Dios puede ser en nuestra vida, hermanos. Y no estar ahí más viendo lo negativo que está enfrente de nosotros. Porque si estamos así, hermanos, viendo más lo negativo, puede decir, yo soy cristiano, yo soy creyente, yo tengo fe como nunca, como no hay nadie que se compare como yo con la fe que tengo. Y pero vives diferente, como piensas, como de veras crees. Tienes que hacerlo con nuestros hechos, hermanos. Eso le enseñamos a Dios, que de veras creemos que Dios tiene el poder de revivirnos, de darnos vida. Cuando a veces estamos ahí sintiendo sin vida, tristes, batallando. Tenemos que creer que Dios tiene un plan para nosotros, para darnos vida y vida en abundancia, hermanos. We got to believe that God can give us life and life in abundance. Because that's what the word of God says. Es lo que dice la palabra, hermanos. Tenemos que creerlo con todo nuestro corazón y vivir como lo creemos. We got to act like we and live like we believe it. Amen. And I tell you, your outlook in life will be better. You know, you've heard the saying, what side of bed? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? You ever hear that? Has anybody ever heard that? Hermana Abigail, have you ever been told that? Oh, brother Andrew told you that before? But we've heard that, right? Because your outlook stinks. You stink. Like the way Lazarus stunk, you stink. Because your outlook that day stinks. But if you wake up with a different attitude, seeking God and appreciating God for what he's done and doing in your life, I tell you what, your attitude is going to be better. Si amaneces, hermano, porque no sé si te han escuchado este dicho que dicen, que te levantaste en el mal, o como se dice, en el lado mal de la cama, o el lado equivocado, porque a veces tienes una actitud, la gente te mira y te dice, hey, ¿qué tienes este? Apenas son las 8:30 y estás con esa actitud fea, negativa. Apenas se levantó el sol y está, mira cómo estás. Y, porque a veces estamos así, hermano, pensando negativo, hablando negativo, y apenas estás pensando el día. Imagínate cómo va a acabar el día. Pero si despertas dándole gracias a Dios por otro día de nuevo, dándole gracias a Dios por la misericordia, dándole gracias a Dios por todo lo que ha hecho y lo que va a hacer en tu vida, vas a tener una diferente actitud, vas a tener una sonrisa que la gente va a estar ahí, ¿qué tiene esta? Son las 8:30 y estamos aquí en el trabajo y tenemos una sonrisa que no se le puede parar. Eso es mejor, ¿no? Pero vamos a buscar eso, hermanos. 2 Corinthians 6:15, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, hermanos. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. So this, again, the enemy estaba alrededor de todo, el enemigo estaba alrededor de todo, ahí la gente, hermanos. Y este joven estaba ahí diciendo, ya vamos a morir aquí, no hay salida. El enemigo ya nos tiene ahí listos, no podemos salir. Mira como el ejército que está ahí. Y es lo que estaba viendo, la esperanza de él estaba al límite, porque no estaba creyendo en Dios y el poder de Dios, hermanos. Y Elijah aquí le pidió a Dios, abre los ojos de él para que puedan ver de veras la grandeza de que eres. como los tres protegidos sin saber. Ese hombre no cree, no mira. And so, God, you know, this young man, he doesn't see. And he says, hey, we're done. We're doomed. We're surrounded. There's no hope. There's no way out. And you might be feeling like that in your problem, that you're, you know, desperate and having, you know, all this sadness and hurt and seeing that there's no way out of this. This is too big for me. This is too difficult for me to get out of. There's no way for me to survive this. And God says, man, open their eyes. Show them that I'm there. They don't see it, but I'm there. But open their spiritual eyes so they can see the chariots of fire. One day, and I want you all to be witnesses, one day I hope that we have, I'm always envisioning this, that we're going to have this thing that coming up when I talk about this story, and it's going to be like a live animated thing with all these chariots of fire and stuff. And I mean, because I want us to imagine it. And I still don't think it'll be good enough. But I mean, can you just imagine opening your eyes and you see all this fire and stuff, and the chariots of fire? You're like, oh, okay, we're good. God's got us, because that's our daily walk. The angel of God camp around those that fear Him. That's what the Word of God says. We're protected, but we don't see it. We have a hard time appreciating it. We got to open our eyes and see what God is doing. Tenemos que abrir nuestros ojos y ver lo que Dios está haciendo en nuestra vida. Y vamos a ver que siempre Dios está alrededor de nosotros, protegiéndonos, ayudándonos, dándonos una manera de salir victoriosos, hermanos. Pero si estás ahí batallando para verlo, pídele a Dios que te abra tus ojos espiritualmente hablando, para que tengas esa confianza, ese gozo, y que ya no te seguir triste batallando para creer o ver las promesas de Dios. Amén, hermanos. I talk about this story all the time, but I'll say it one more time for those who haven't heard it. And for those who have, please bear with me. But, you know, I talk about the story about the time when we had that flat. And, you know, Liz and I were on our way to church here in Burnett. We lived in Georgetown. We were on our way to church. And, she was writing the check for the tithing, or she was paying bills. And she says, you know, the way the pay is landing, and the rent and the tithing is landing, it's going to be on the same Friday. So should we go ahead and pay tithing today or wait till next week? And I said, well, go ahead and pay rent, and we'll pay tithing the following week. We were going to still pay it, but it was going to be a week later. And, you know, it was nonchalant, didn't think much about it. And there we go. We go to church, and we have service, and we're leaving service. And I noticed the car's driving funny, and so I pull over into the Hoover parking lot, and I get out, and we got a flat tire. Flat tire, the front flat, you know, front right front tire is flat. And so I said, we got a flat, I got to change it, you know. So I'm taking the tire, you know, the lug nuts loose and everything. But the rim's stuck, so I got to stick my hand behind to pull the tire out. So I do this. When I do that, all the wires from the inside, they all poke my fingers. You know, I get all stabbed with all these little wires that are all, the tire is completely chewed up on the inside. I mean, it's chewed up. I mean, there's like, it shouldn't have been holding air to begin with. And God starts to talk to me. He starts saying, you know, you don't know how many things I do for you, how I protect you and how I watch over your family, because that was my wife's car, and that was the one that she carried my kids in. So you don't know how many times I watch over you and your family. And a little while ago, you were like, oh, just wait till next week. Put me aside. You just threw me to the side like I don't matter. Oh, man, I start to cry, and I start to feel bad because I know it's true. I know it's true. I know how I talked to her. I know how I told her, just wait till next week. It's not a big deal. God understands. And he said, no, I understand, but I need you to understand something. I'm watching over you, and you don't even know it, and you don't appreciate it. I couldn't say anything else other than I know. And I feel so humbled, and I'm crying there, changing that tire, putting that tire on. I'm thinking, man, how can I take God for granted like that? I love my wife, and I want my kids to be safe. And I don't even think about what he's doing. It didn't even cross my mind. Like, it doesn't cross our minds a lot of times. So Elijah's saying, hey, show him. Show him what I'm doing for him. Show him all the times I've protected him. I'm watching over him, because he's taking me for granted. The times that you drive to work and you just get to work and you don't even think twice about it, but you don't even know when God cleared that path for you and made that car that was going to swerve into your lane pass you and not even have a problem. So I change that tire. I get back in that car. I say, Liz, don't ever ask me that again. Just do it. And you know what? To be safe, do a little extra, because I don't ever want to find myself in a situation like that again. I want my family protected. I want my kids protected. I want my life protected. I don't want to have situations where I'm wondering, and you know, if I'm doing enough for God. Am I doing the right things? Am I appreciating God the way he should be appreciated? It's my testimony, the way God talked to me in that moment, but I pray that God talks to you that way. And that he shows you he's there for you, and he's there to protect you, and he's there to help you. And sometimes you don't see it, but you should appreciate it. Tenemos que dar muchas gracias a Dios, hermano, porque nunca sabemos las cosas que Dios está haciendo, hermano. Y si estamos ahí a veces pasando por la vida sin pensar lo que Dios hace por nosotros, hermano, porque llegamos a un punto a otro y estamos como, ah, lo hice, está todo bien, pero no sabemos lo que Dios hizo para limpiar el camino, para llegar, hermanos, donde íbamos. Entonces, no sabemos cuántas veces Dios nos ha protegido, hermanos, en cosas diferentes. Pero ahí estamos batallando para darle un gracias a Dios, a darle un testimonio a Dios, a tener una sonrisa con Dios y con las cosas que está haciendo, hermanos, porque estamos ahí pensando en el futuro, no estamos viendo todo completamente lo que Dios está haciendo. We should be grateful and praise God and glorify God. Amen. It shouldn't be difficult to think about what God's doing in our lives. It shouldn't be difficult, hermanos. Amen. We have to have a different outlook on our life. And I'll tell you what, your days are going to get better. Amen. Your days are going to get better. I mean, Psalms 23:1. It says, this is, again, David. And if you know the story of David, you know, you can only imagine the things he went through and dealt with. And he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, when you know David, you know he means this. But he went through stuff. Pasó David por cosas, hermanos. Pero aquí dice aquí, Dios es mi pastor y no nada me falta la. Pero él pasó por momentos que le faltaba. Si lo miras con el ojo del físicamente viéndolo la vida de él, dices sí le faltó. Pero cuando miras lo espiritual, hermanos, es diferente. Amen. And he goes, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He needed his soul restored because he made some mistakes in his life. And only God could restore that. And he knew God restored that. We make mistakes in our lives. And God can restore your soul. And we should rejoice in knowing that. And give God thanks for that. Amen, hermanos. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How many times do we walk in that valley of shadow of death? Where we feel loneliness, sadness, hurt, pain, all the whatever different emotions that you can imagine. If you can say, you know what? I know you're with me, God. I know you're going to comfort me. Instead of getting caught up in the emotion, in the depression, in the sadness, in the hurt, and say, God, I'm going to lean on you. I want to be like David. I don't only want to dance like David. I want to be like David and trust in you and believe in you and know that you're there to comfort me when I'm feeling lonely and sad. Can you imagine walking up to that giant? That was a lonely and a scary time. A time where fear was engulfed in his life. He's human. He had to have been somewhat intimidated, somewhat worried. But you know what? He just trusted God. And God comforted him. And God gave him the ability to fulfill the task that was at hand. Amen. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Amen, hermanos. I need my cup to run over. Amen, hermanos. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can we have that mentality? Can we have that thinking in our head of, you know, God, you're there. And it doesn't matter what I'm going through, you're going to comfort me. You're going to help me. You're going to get me through it, and my cup's going to run over. Even though when it shouldn't, it's going to run over because you're with me. You are with me, God. If you can have that confidence, no matter what the situation is, no matter how it looks in that moment, and your outlook is saying, you know what, I'm going to get through it. Somehow, some way, I'm going to get through it. God says, I'm going to pour that cup. I'm going to just fill that cup. Because you know what? You got it. You got to figure it out. But if you're there caught up in the depression, caught up in the frustration, caught up in the anger, with a hurt, whatever it is, God says, you're not ready. You're not ready to receive that overflowing cup. Because you don't truly see who I am. Tenemos que ser como David, hermanos, y confiar en Dios. Saber que cuando estamos ahí pasando por esa oscuridad, ese problema, ahí fastidiados, lastimados, dañados, lo que sea, hermano, confiando en Dios, que Dios tiene un propósito y te va a sacar adelante. Y más cree en Él y Dios te va a llenar tu copa con más gozo, con más ánimo, con más confianza, con más deseo. Pero tienes que ser tu parte de creer en Dios en esos momentos de oscuridad. Tienes que serlo, hermano. Ese es el trabajo de nosotros. No es para, Dios no más lo va a dar ahí sin nosotros hacer algo, hermanos. Tenemos que buscar algo, buscar esa paz, buscar ese gozo, hermanos, esa confianza en Dios, esa esperanza. Es cuando Dios se mueve en nuestra vida y vamos a ver cosas maravillosas y vamos a tener victoria y seguir teniendo victoria y tener testimonios para hablar. Para que miren a la gente, hermanos. Si alguien está ahí, te dice ahí en la calle, ¿y qué ha hecho Dios en tu vida? He's good. Okay, but like what? But man, if you have a testimony that has life in it, and you start telling them, people are like, oh wow, that's exciting. I love that story. That's you gotta say it with a little something in it, right? If you're saying it like, well, you know, it's tough, man. I'll tell you, well, it's been a tough road, and you know, but I would highly recommend it. Yeah, you know what? I don't think so. But when you say it with conviction, say, you know what? I know a way that's better for you. I know a way that, yeah, there's going to be bumps in the road, but I know someone that's going to help you through it. I know someone's going to get you through it and give you that victory. Amen, hermanos? And you start to motivate people around you. You have to find it, man. We got to find it in us. Amen, hermanos? We got to find it. I mean, with these verses, we're going to end right here. Romans 8:35. Ahí, hermanos, 8:35, hermanos. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. For it is written. Amen, hermanos. And it says, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. We are more than conquerors. Even through all that, we're still more than conquerors. That doesn't make sense if you're not a believer. What do you mean? We're taken like sheep to the slaughter. We're persecuted. We're hungry. We're mistreated. We're beaten. And we're more than conquerors? That doesn't even make sense. But you are. When you're in Christ. Amen, hermanos. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Oh, no, no. Except for a dirty look. Oh, she gave me a dirty look and I'm done. What? Oh, no, no, I lost my job today, and no, I'm done. He forsake me. And that separate you? We don't have the commitment that we need to have. Let's have a commitment for serving God among us unconditionally. No matter what the condition, no matter what the situation, that we're going to say, no matter what, I'm going to serve you, God. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to be in your life, and I'm not going to separate from you. Because I want what you have for me. Amen, hermanos? Praise the Lord. Why don't we all stand up? I want to ask the group to pass up, hermanos. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all this. There was a couple of the songs I took pictures of because I liked. Again, these songs, I love the words. It says, praise like we've already won. Huh? Praise like we've already won. Do you know what that means? You're in the battle, but you're going to praise him like you already won. That I like that. I like that because, you know, usually when you win, you get excited. I saw the way the kids were when they were winning all those awards. And I saw the parents. I heard the parents. There was a lot of excitement. I was excited. And so now he says, now act like that while you're in it, before you've been given the trophy. That's pretty good. I like that song. I like the way it says that. Amen. And then there was another one. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave. We were dead at one time. And you're not dead anymore. That's the reason to celebrate. Now, you know, there's words in that song. Can you put that song up there, brother? You called my name. Is it Glorious Day, brother? I want to read, because there's some parts in there I like. The very beginning. Go to the very beginning. I'm going to sing it to you. No, I'm not going to sing it. Don't worry. I'm going to whistle it to you. I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? I was buried beneath my shame. Some of us are taking a weight on and carrying a weight that you shouldn't be carrying. And, you know, your shame, your hurt from the things that have happened in the past, from the things you've done, whatever the case might be. But you know what? God has called you. And all those things are gone. I mean, you can't be carrying those weights anymore. Amen. I was buried beneath my shame. Keep going. Who could carry that kind of weight? Keep going, bro. It was my tomb till I met you. I was sad. I was depressed. I was dead until I met you. Come on. Come on. Yes, Lord. And a lot of us were dead. And one day we met Christ. And we're not dead no more. We have hope. We have a chance to see eternity. The devil tried to remind you of all the things you had done and how rotten you were and how miserable a person you were and all the mess ups you did. That's what he tried to do ahead of time. But God says, no. I got a different plan for you. And boy, I see that. I do this when I'm right there. But I say, you know, I can imagine, man, I ran out of that grave because, man, I'm alive. I'm Lazarus. I'm coming out. Amen. And praise God for that. Amen. Almost rejoice knowing that God has done something marvelous in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why don't we pray right there where you're at, Manos? We're going to pray. Let's ask the Lord to give us that hope. Give us that desire. Give us a better outlook on things. Amen, Manos. Lord, we come before you, giving you thanks, Jesus, for everything that you do, Lord. For your many blessings, Lord. For the things that you do for us, Lord, and how you have continued to help us, Lord. Help us to have a better outlook, Lord. Help us to see that you've never failed us. You've never left us, Lord Jesus. You've always been there to comfort us, Lord. You've always been there to help us, to give us the strength, the courage, and the ability, Lord, to continue forward, Lord. Even though sometimes things aren't working out the way we expect them, Lord, you have a better plan, Lord, that's more excellent, that's better designed for us in our future, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to rejoice while we're waiting for that miracle. Rejoice while we're waiting for the solution, Lord. Rejoice while we're waiting to get through the storm, Lord Jesus. Help us to be those people, Lord, that believe in you, Lord, unconditionally, Lord, and don't waver, Lord, like the waves in the sea, Lord, but are consistent, Lord, and walking and believing in you, Lord, knowing that you're in control, Jesus. Help us not to be the Marthas in the world, Lord, who say with their lips, yes, Lord, we believe, but with their actions speak differently, Lord. Help us to know that you are in control, Lord, and that you can make miracles still today. And that it's just it's your time, Lord, not our time, but your time, Jesus. I ask you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters here tonight, Lord, for those who are on YouTube, Lord, watching or on the radio listening, Lord Jesus, I ask you to bless them, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to continue the fight, Lord, to think of all the positive things that you've done, Lord, to think of all the good things that you've done for us and are doing for us, Lord Jesus, that we may know, that we know that we know, Jesus, that you are our Savior. You are our protector, Lord. There's things happening behind the scenes that we have no idea, Lord, but help us to rejoice in those things, Lord, and to trust that those things are happening, Lord, and that we are not forsaken, and that you have not forgotten us, Lord Jesus, but you're here with us always, Lord. Help us, Lord, to have that kind of mentality, Lord, and that kind of outlook in all things, Lord Jesus. For all my brothers and sisters, I ask this, Lord, to put a smile on their face, Jesus. an uncontrollable smile and an uncontrollable joy and unspeakable joy, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of my brothers and sisters here, Lord, and for all that you do for us, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your marvelous works, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for freeing us, Lord. For freeing us from that damnation that we were headed, Lord, of eternal damnation. I thank you, Lord, for that life eternal that you've promised us, Lord. But help us, Lord, to be deserving of it, Lord. To not waver, not give in, and not cave in, Lord, to negativity, Lord. That we may see, Lord, like you, Elijah saw those fiery chariots and the army, your army encamped around us, Lord Jesus. Help us to remember, Lord, that you're with us, Lord. To know and believe, Lord, that you're doing things that we don't even know sometimes, Jesus. And that we never put you second, Lord, but always put you first in all things. I ask this in your name, Jesus Christ. I give you thanks for everything you do, Lord. And I know that we're going to have victory, Lord. And we're going to continue having victory, Lord Jesus. And I give you thanks for all that you do, Lord. Amen. Amen.